Shir Hashirim Perek Hey Posuk Yudalef. Okay, again, this is a review, I guess, where he goes back to explain the Nimshol. Roisha Kesem Pos. Tchilas Dvorev Hivhiko Ki Kesem Pos. His first words shined like the fine gold. Chenu Ome Pesach Dvorecho Yoiru. So, Posach Anoichi Hashem Lekecho. Herem Tchilo Shemishpat Melucha Yeshlo Aleihem. First, he showed them the Mishpat Melucha, Akachach Goz Aleihem Zeroisov. So this we did discuss, how it has to be first the acceptance of the Malchus before there's the ability to deal with all the Gzeiros. And the Moshel, the Mechilta gives that even though they asked for the Gzeiros, but unless they were Mekabel the Malchus first, they won't have the Yecholes to be Mekabel the Gzeiros. It becomes too overwhelming. That's why we're Kabbalos, we do Kabbalos of Malchus Shamayim, the first parsha of Krishna first, and then we do the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And we also pointed out, I think, that Rashi says on this posuk in Tilim, Pesach Tvor Yoiru, that he showed them the Tuv, not just the Mishpat Melucha, but the Tuv that he did for them. It's the Sichu Me'aretz Mitzrayim, and that's what made it possible. In other words, the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim has to come first, before we can take the burden of the Mitzvahs, and and even the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim has to be done based on the Hatova of Hashem rather than just based on the Malchus, the absolute. I took you out of Mitzrayim and I'm the Melech, and therefore you're obligated, because anything that's too harsh becomes too overwhelming. And even though it's an abstract Malchus Shamayim before we get to the Mitzvahs, it's not going to have its proper effect unless it's cushioned in the tuv that Hashem did. And we pointed out also that we cushion the Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim every day in the Avo Rabo, Beichavam Yisrael, Avo, Oyevamu Yisrael, again, to recognize that it comes from Lav Hashem. So, as of Tal Talim, his hanging hair locks, I'll call koitz v'koitz, on every koitz, maybe every point, tilei tilim shel halochas, piles and piles of halochas. So, in other words, when we talk about the Torah, we're talking about that there's so much there that, I mean, imagine about it. It's pilei ployim of every it's, I think it says someplace al every tag, that the koitzim here refers to the tagin.
Koitz is
I wonder what he says. What?
The koitz are on the bottom of the yud, no?
Yeah, the koitz are on the bottom of the yud. But I think also even the tagin, it says that they darshan tilim halochas, tons of halochas on every point, on every this and every. It's, I mean, we don't know how they did that, but the Torah is full of all types of messages and laws and benefits and whatever it is. Okay, shcheiro iski oirev. Black like the Oyriv, like the raven. Al Shem Shahoiso Ksuva Lefonov, Eish Shechir Al Gabi Eish Levono. Because the Torah was written in front of Hashem, black fire on white fire. I don't know how black fire on white fire looks, but that's what Dover Acher, Kitsusoisov Tal Talim, his hair locks are hanging. Kishanira Al Hayom, Nira Kibokur Nilcham Bigvura. When Hashem appeared on the Yamsuf, he appeared like a young man who was fighting a powerful battle. I guess with long hair, you seem stronger. What it is, like what?
Yeah, I think so.
Like Shimshon?
Yeah, well, not like Shimshon.
Is that why people wear long hair?
Back in the day, it used to be more of a thing for men to have long hair.
Yeah, but that was more manly, more strong. Okay, so Hashem appeared strong. So why was it?
A fierce mane of hair.
Football players.
Really? That's an expression?
Yeah. Long hair.
That's an expression? Or you just made it up?
I didn't completely make it up.
Really? Fierce mane of hair.
Basically upon our...
Okay. We got anybody around here with fierce manes of hair?
Books.
Okay, anyway, so okay, I don't know what that... I guess this... So we see here the Gvuras of Hashem, and we see the massiveness of the Torah, and so I guess this is all part of appreciating of who Hashem is and what He gave us. Okay. Ein of kiyonim alafikei mayim. Let's go on. Let's see what he says here. His eyes are like the eyes of the yoino on the bodies of water, the springs of water, brooks of water. Kiyonim sheineim tsoifois, like the doves whose eyes look el arboiseim, towards their arubeiseim, to the windows. Kach einov albote kinesios abote midroshois, shesham moitsoi hatera hamishul moim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is now we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His eyes are like the eyes of the Yonah on the water. The eyes of the Yonah on the water are looking toward their windows. I don't know what windows they're looking towards. Rubai Sehem says windows. I have no idea what windows they're looking towards. Maybe the reflection. Maybe the Yonah on the water, they see the reflection. That's the window, I don't know. But he says that the moshel of the nimshel is kach einov albote kinesis albote midroshos shesham moitzoi hatera hamishul mamayim. Tera is compared to mayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking to the bote kinesis and the bote midroshos, where there is the moitzoi tera. Moitzoi hatera. What's moitzoi hatera? That which comes out from the tera. Which is Mishulim Lemoyim. So first of all, why in the Beis HaKnesses is there Moitzoi HaTorah? What? Because people learn in the Beis HaKnesses? Why is that? What? Is that why?
Beis HaKnesses?
Yeah, it says Kol Bot Al Botei Kinesios Abot Minosham Moitzoi HaTorah.
The ones who find it.
What?
What do you mean? They're the ones who find it.
What do you mean? What do you mean in the Beis HaKnesses? What are you talking about?
Oh, you said why is Beis HaKnesses? People learn Beis HaKnesses also.
Oh, that's
where's Beis HaKnesses?
The leaning.
It doesn't say in Rashi. My Rashi says.
Which one?
It says on ein ein of kiyeno lafikei moyim. Really?
Oh,
no, he's for the
no.
No, doesn't it say it?
On the bottom of the first
I don't know. So maybe there's Torah there.
The leaning on
that area.
What?
The leaning initial.
Oh, the leaning. That's right.
It's like neither.
What?
Because you're down for the Torah. Maybe. It says, Shom Moy Moy Soy. Okay, whatever it is.
You're already davening without learning. What's the deal with it?
Yeah, what?
You have to learn.
No, it's not true. If you go from the base, it says you should go from the base HaKnesses to the base Medrash.
So what happens if you're not going to the base Medrash?
Okay, so it's still
allowed.
Okay, fine.
The base HaKnesses is what it is. It's short. If you learn there, that's also base Medrash.
There are Jews there? Like, what do you think they do?
Yeah, but that's not.
The
concept of Bote Kinesios, a place where people.
Anyone who really does.
Bote Kinesios is a people where they gather together. What? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly not looking towards that with his, anyway, whatever it is. Okay. Roich HaTzoyis B'cholov, washing in milk, K'shehein Tzoyfais B'Mishpot, when they look into Mishpot, Mevorois Din L'Amitoi, they mevar the Din to its true essence, L'Hatzdik Tzadik, to make sure that the Tzadik is Zoch HaBadin, so this is what he's seeing. He's seeing, he looks into the windows, and he sees them.
This is the kavanah we're supposed to have when we are mevarer din.
What?
Hatzik tzadik? Rashia Rosha?
Yeah, to come to the right conclusion, no? Isn't
that the right conclusion is a different thing than Hatzik tzadik.
No, we want to find. No, in order to be matzik the tzaddik, you have to find out who's the tzaddik and who's the rosha.
And if I mean, but why should our intention just be stumped, just to have to find the truth? That's what the truth is. But he says that the purpose of finding out the truth is the tzaddik. Shouldn't the purpose just be stumped, just to find the truth, or to do the truth, or do Hashem's laws?
Actually, adding with Lasses Lo Kitzit Kasa.
That's the result. He's first there. What he sees them is they're being mevorois din lamitoi. I must. Maybe an emergency. Hello.
This is awkward.
Pause for a message from our sponsors.
Geico, today 50% orange charge.
Tropicana, 100% orange juice.
Basil's multi
grain. Goes on the website. My wife listens to it sometimes. I've got to say things.
Hey, how you doing?
This just got creepy.
What's going on? We're staggering away.
Such a bad trip, like talking into a mic and then being able to hear what you say afterwards.
You know, that's the only voice I can't recognize, my own voice on the recorder. When I listen to Shira,
sounds different.
I recognize everyone's voice, and then at one point I was listening to it first time I like, recorded. I'm like, who the heck is saying these stupid things? I remember like, at one point, like I said, I remember saying, like, oh no, me!
No
worries.
Adam
doing it. He built
Poor excuse.
Oh boy. It's gonna be rough tomorrow. Why?
Okay, this.
No, okay. It means nothing.
This little piece.
Okay.
And this little Sipurno.
The little ones are the worst.
Why don't you also robot?
Okay, fine.
Safer?
Yeah. Okay. This is not a music tape. Okay, let's go. So what? No, so I don't understand. So what's your problem? He says kishahein soifes b'mishpat mevoros din lamitoi. That is the definition of din lamitoi. L'hastikas atzarik l'harshias harosho. He says that the kishahein soifes b'mishpat. They look into the mishpat and the mevaros the din lamitoi. What is the din lamitoi? That the tzaddik is tzaddik b'din and the rosh is rosh.
Lahatzik doesn't mean that they're doing it for the purposes of being lahatzik.
No, because it says mevaros din lamitoi. It says before the mevaros din lamitoi, and that's what din lamitoi means. Din lamitoi means that the person who's in the right gets his, and the person who's in the wrong gets
his. You're reading Lahatzik Tzadik, the Seslo Kitzitkaso.
Is the result of Mavoros Din Lamitoi. Why not?
No, it doesn't make sense what's Lahatzik Seslo Kitzitkaso.
What?
Wouldn't read Lahatzik Seslo Kitzitkaso?
No.
It should be Lahatzik Tzadik, period.
Lassik tzaddik, in order to give him
the right amount.
Let's say this guy really is owed $100. So you want to be lahastik tzaddik and to give him his $100. It's a little bit redundant, I hear, but that's what it seems to say. I don't know if we can do any better. Okay, but I would like to point out just something else.
I would just like to point out something else.
Can I just, because we gotta get back to the storyline over here. I just like to point out something else. That just until here, these two Rashis, these two pieces of Ein of Kiryon Afikei Mayim, what else did it say? Yoshua's Almi, no, Roichtsois Becholov. We didn't even get to Yoshua's Almi Leis. So it says here two things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks, and I guess this tsefus, this look, is a look of love, a look of, I'm looking at this, look what I see, you know, it's certainly not a critical look, because he's seeing what? He sees the Bati Midrashus, he sees the, what's the punchline? Shishom Moitzoi HaTorah, HaMashul L'mayim. And he sees them being mevar the din lamitoi. So these two things, he sees the source where Torah is, and he sees mevar din lamitoi. Those are things that ki'ilu evoke, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu gazes on, focuses on, as an expression of his appreciation to Klal Yisrael. So I think that what we have to realize is that if we want to appreciate that relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to look. When he sees us learning, wow, and look at my boy, there's my boy. He's doing what I told him to do, and he's mevara din lamitoi. He goes painstakingly analyzing a din to make sure. Wow, that's it. And the more that we realize, the things that someone loves about us, the more that enhances the relationship if we do it, and the more that we're motivated to do it, because these are parts of the dynamic of why this individual loves us. So just think, it's like an incentive and a motivation to take, and of course, mevara din lamitoi means it's not just Torah. You could say, all right, so Motzei Torah, okay, people are learning. I don't know what kind of learning, any kind of learning is learning. But we're talking about being mavar din la amitoy, means to be able to get to the absolute truth. That requires a certain diktuk and a certain meticulousness in learning. And those are the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at lovingly at us. Can we do one more Rashi before we go? Let's go, because it's late. One more, quick. What? 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 What did he say? What? Yeah, it's Hashem's looking at us in that positive way. That's what it seems. Yoishas Amileis, they're set in their fullness. I don't know what that means. Amileis Shel Oilam. Mishoitetois Becholo Oretz. They wander the entire earth. Seifis Toivim Veroim. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means. What does that mean? They're Yoishas Amileis. I don't know. There's a pasuk in the Novi he quotes. I have no idea what that means. Okay, let's leave that. Dover Achad Talmidei Chachomim Shakodish Baruch Hu Noisnom Einayim Lohir Loilam. This refers to Hakadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Talmidei Chachomim, that he gives them the eyes to enlighten the world. They are the eye, no. They are Noisnom Einayim Lohir. They are like the eyes to enlighten the world. Kishem Sho Einayim Meirim Lohodim. Just as the eyes enlighten the person. Through his eyes he sees light, he can see what's going on. The Talmidei Chachamim shed the light on the world that the world can know what it has to do. It's like the yoina, the doves that go from one nest or whatever it is to another one to look for food. Kach heim holchem mimedrosha shel ploini chochem, the beis hadmidrash shel ploini chochem, the vakesh tamid Torah. So the Talmidei Chachamim go from one beis medrash of ploini chochem to another beis medrash of ploini chochem, the vakesh tamid Torah, to search out the tamid Torah, the reasons, the explanations of the Torah. And this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says when it comes to svara, that a person should broaden his scope and not just have svara from one source. When it comes to girsa, and girsa, you have to have one source, because if you got too many girsois, this version and that version, the other version and this version, and we would say that the same thing applies to basic techniques of learning. Well, this approach, that approach, person has to have an approach, a unified approach. That's the thing I think we mentioned yesterday, that in developing in a school, if people could have one unified approach that develops and expands every grade, it's much more useful than now I have this approach, and next year we have another approach, and next year we're going to a different approach, and then we're going back to the first approach, and now that I'm totally confused about everything, now we're going to get another approach. So it gets confusing, but if there's one consistent approach, but then when a person has already girsa, then the Gemara says that for svara, a person can hear from many, many things. That's why we have many svarim with svara. There's a achroinim, he says this kind of svara, he says this kind of Rosh Hashiva, he says this kind of that kind. Different people, different svarim. This is because that's just the broadening and the getting the broader concepts once a person has the base.